Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. Welcome. My name is Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back tomorrow, but in the meantime, keep it here at the Savage Nation, and also head to michaelsavage.com for all of the latest headlines and to pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. Here at the Savage Nation, we are the cornerstone. That is, Dr. Savage is the cornerstone of the Trump candidacy, hence the cornerstone of the Trump presidency, which will begin tomorrow. Dr. Savage was there when all of the media elites were laughing at Donald Trump, turning their back on him. Even our friends over at Fox News, they were the establishment candidates for Rubio and Jeb Bush and what's the governor of Ohio there, Kasich. But at that time, when the establishment was for the Republican governors and senators, Dr. Savage was for Donald Trump, and he was the first, and he was the first one there for him, and he remains there now as we are on the precipice of history here at the Savage Nation. I am proud to be here on this day, the last day of the Obama administration. Our national embarrassment around the world will end in less than 24 hours when President-elect Trump takes the oath of office. He will raise his hand, he will raise his right hand, put his left hand on the Bible, and take that oath. The meltdown of the left continues. We will have that for you. And we will also be looking back, not too far back, but we're going to be looking back on the Obama administration, but more closely, just within the last week or two, where he has truly shown, that is, President Obama, his true colors with the commutations and the pardons, the clemencies, the favorability towards terrorists, the turning his back on the Cuban people, whether you're for that or against it. That's not where the left was, and he's turned his back on them, turning his back on Israel, and then trying to start World War III with the Russian sanctions. And if you check out michaelsavage.com, we're going to be looking at a story that's prominently posted there, looking at the economy. Obama has failed Americans when it comes to the economy. The black community, Hispanic community, who he supposedly cares about, their numbers are bad. Their unemployment numbers are worse than when he came into office. Crime is through the roof in their communities, and he is the first president not to reach 3% GDP in a year. You can find that on michaelsavage.com, and also the coming war against, well, getting rid of Obamacare, okay? The Democrats are going to fight for this failed medical insurance for the public, but the numbers are in on the Obama administration. With hours left in his presidency, he cannot run from historic fact, although the media will certainly misrepresent it in the future. Obamacare, we'll talk about it. Again, posted on michaelsavage.com, has killed 300,000 jobs, killed 10,200 companies, $19 billion in wages lost. We'll talk about that. And then the despicable media is at it again. Could you believe CNN? For those of you working your 9-to-5, you're busy, you got your wife, you got your kids, CNN actually did a story with a disaster scenario, a doomsday scenario, and what would happen if President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Pence were assassinated before being sworn in tomorrow. Are you kidding me? First of all, it's just disgusting. It's repugnant. It shouldn't even be discussed. But I truly believe, and I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but this is in their warped minds that why would you present something like this? Are you willing it to happen? Do you want it to happen? It is the most ludicrous thing. It's all over the internet. This is not me, folks. They ran with it. The Today Show did a segment this morning, drone danger at the inauguration. I mean, what world do we live in? 4 years ago, 8 years ago, when Obama was being sworn in and everything he did was considered historic, you could not and this is a hypothetical, you could not criticize the man's tie. You could not criticize his shoes. You could not criticize the way his wife walked, or else you were called racist. And here we're talking about possible assassination, a doomsday scenario. I mean, what CNN did with this report this morning, disaster could put Obama cabinet member in Oval Office. That was the whole reason for it. I left that out. I apologize. That if Vice President-elect Pence and President-elect Trump were somehow assassinated before being sworn in, it would be Obama who would then appoint a cabinet member to the Oval Office. It's like wishful thinking on the part of CNN. But when you look at that from CNN, when you look at the Today Show with their quote-unquote drone danger at inauguration, how is this any different than an ISIS propaganda film on YouTube or anywhere else on the internet? Think about it. It's a major news organization in the United States, a major news organization in the world, and this is what they're putting on? A hypothetical? Of course, they issued the disclaimer. There's no threat of a drone attack. There's no threat, although Trump has received a lot of death threats. There's no coordinated assassination attempt that they're aware of, but they just wanted to put it out there because the dream is that Obama gets to stay in office, or some lineage of Obama gets to stay in office. That was supposed to be Hillary Clinton, but the American voters, those of you in the Savage Nation mostly, were too smart for that. It didn't have anything to do with Russian hacking why she lost. It had to do that she was a flawed candidate with 26 years of tawdry, sometimes nefarious, actions under her belt, and the American people are tired of it because we're losing our jobs. We can't find our jobs. We can't find a job. People and companies like the air conditioner company Carrier were leaving. Other companies were leaving. Now we have a boom with all these companies, at least right now, promising President-elect Trump that they're going to stay. So we'll be talking about that. And also there is the press conference from President Obama. The Savage team has been working very hard. We have tons of sound bites pertaining to this final press conference from President Obama. Some, if you didn't get a chance to see it because you're busy, that's what we're here for at the Savage Nation, to bring it to you and to bring it to you first and accurate. Some of the stuff he said is truly amazing. Could you believe he actually defended some of his pardons and his commutations? We'll talk about what he said about Bradley Manning. And we'll also discuss the 68, although the number fluctuates, congressmen and women who will not be attending the inauguration. It was talked earlier in the week about John Lynch. That's what kicked off the whole bevy of congressmen and women not going to the inauguration. Truly, I see it's classless, quite frankly. It's classless not to do so, but I have to say I love it. I'm loving it because they show their true colors. And it all ties into, as we take a look back at Obama, we take a look back on all of his failures. We look at his failures internationally with the Iran deal. We'll look at his failures domestically with the economy and his failures with dividing Americans among racial lines. I've said this before here on the Savage Nation, but it bears worth repeating, that this guy had the perfect opportunity to be a man of biracial descent who can bring people together. 50% white on his mother's side, 50% black on his father's side. I come from a broken family. I'm 50% white, 50% black. And I ascended to the presidency. Let's all work together. We can do it. To me, that was his biggest loss. That was the biggest mistake, the biggest hurdle he didn't jump over. He could have done it. He had a meatball waiting there, pitch for him, and he didn't hit it. He didn't even swing at it. He just told him, he just disregarded it. It was amazing. So internationally, we have the Iran deal. Domestically, we have the economy and race relations. But that's all negative. We don't want to be negative today. We want to hear from you at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Tomorrow's a new day. Folks out there in the Savage Nation audience, you are living through history. They say technically every day is history, you just don't realize it till years later. It is a very rare occurrence that when you are living through history, you actually know it. You feel it. It is, as Mike Pence said, it is going to be a roller coaster. That's his word, not mine. A roller coaster once President Trump gets into the Oval Office on Monday. And quite frankly, as much as I'm looking forward to the inauguration tomorrow and watching it and feeling, I have to be honest, feeling a sense of accomplishment because I, like Dr. Savage, supported Donald Trump from the get-go. I'm looking forward to watching him being sworn in, but I really can't wait till Monday. None of us want the weekend to go away, right? We love our weekends. I actually like being on the air, but everybody else likes their weekends. But I'm looking forward to see what he is going to do and the executive orders. We won't get too much into that because they're just speculation as to what he might do, what he's going to do. But we have only hope, and not even hope, that's associated with Bill Clinton and Obama. We have optimism ahead of down the road. I'm driving down a freeway. I see optimism in the shape of President-elect Trump. I look in the past, and I see Obama, and all I see is racial division, economic failure, Obamacare failure, turning his back on our friends, embracing our enemies like Fidel Castro. And then the sycophants in the media, I mean, what are they going to do now that he's gone? Well, we actually have a sense of that. CNN, as you know, been at odds with President-elect Trump. Jeff Zucker, who runs CNN, specifically threatened Trump in a veiled way that he said, and I quote, CNN will work to hurt the incoming president's reputation on the world stage, end quote. That was in an interview that he had done earlier in the week because he was talking to Gabriel Sherman from New York Magazine because he's got his feelings hurt about the way Jim Acosta has been treated. He's the one that Obama said, your organization's fake news, you are fake news. This is a CEO of a major news organization basically saying they're not going to report the news, they're out to get the man. Truly amazing. Jeff Zucker and Donald Trump used to be friends from back in the day in New York. With friends like that, you certainly don't need enemies. My name is Lou Pate. I am sitting in for Dr. Savage. As mentioned, he will be back tomorrow. Head to michaelsavage.com. Pre-order the new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. And you can dial me up at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The 77 WABC.
I have more confidence on racial issues in the next generation than I do in our generation or the previous generation. I think kids are smarter about it. They're more tolerant. They are more inclusive by instinct than we are. And hopefully my presidency maybe helped that along a little bit.
855-400-SAVAGE. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage, who will be back tomorrow, Inauguration Day, as he should be, because I feel he is greatly responsible for the events that are going to be taking place tomorrow in the Capitol when President-elect Trump is sworn in as the 45th President of the United States, because truly, the first national show to take the Trump candidacy, the only national show to take the Trump candidacy serious in the beginning was Dr. Savage and the Savage Nation. Go to michaelsavage.com. You can sign up for the newsletter, all the latest headlines, and pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. But in the meantime, you can dial us up here at 855-400-SAVAGE. As you heard in that soundbite from the press conference yesterday from the outgoing 44th president, President Obama, talking about racial issues, he just doesn't get it. Although some of what he said is actually true about kids today possibly being more tolerant and more inclusive, just a different world that they're growing up into, when it comes to the racial issues, he gets it wrong all the time and makes it about himself. And he says, and I quote, and hopefully my presidency maybe helped that along a little bit. You talk about revisionist history. If you look back on the history of Obama when it came to race issues, okay, whether it was Ferguson, whether it was Baltimore, whether it was that stupid beer summit with Henry Louis Gates, who doesn't know what you're supposed to do when a police officer asks you, do you live here? Yes. Do you have ID? Yes. Here's my license. Case closed. It doesn't have to be an international incident. How that guy is a esteemed professor and parlayed that into a TV show is beyond me. We look at We look at Ferguson, Missouri, Michael Brown, okay, a felon who just robbed cigars from a liquor store. The Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, who needs a calendar here to let you know that this is not 1947 in the Deep South. It's 2000, well, it was during his tenure, 2015, 2016. It truly amazing. He goes down to talk to the families of Michael Brown to give them condolences, doesn't visit the officer, Darren Wilson. And the list goes on. Freddie Gray and the indictment with Mayor Blakely, what was her name, and Mosley, the district attorney there. Every time there was an issue of race, Trayvon Martin, if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon. He always takes the wrong side. And when the evidence came out, he always had egg on his face. Instead of just jumping to one side, because that's where his emotion is and that's where his base is, as we've seen his actions in the last few days, he's a complete ideologue, married to the DNC and their talking points and the false narrative that they want to push, or the fake news, as we call it. It is truly amazing. Has Darren Wilson ever received a phone call from President Obama or, at the time, Attorney General Holder? What about the officers who were acquitted in Baltimore? Did they ever get a phone call saying, you know, great work, sorry you had to go through this? And so on and so forth down the line. The beer summit. Every time there was an issue of race, young people look at this, they're not going to learn anything on race relations from President Obama. You know, there's mixed marriages out there, and there's biracial kids, and they're friends with white kids and black kids and Asian kids, and they're mixing more than in previous generations. That is true, and that is fine. And they're going to grow up and they're going to learn that President Obama's mom was white. And they're going to say, why did he say he was black all the time? Yes, he looks more black than white, but he is as biracial as can be. And if they're logical and smart, which kids are, they're going to question it. But that's being hidden from them. And he had one more shot to make that point yesterday that he was biracial in order to undo some of the major damage he has done over the last 8 years on race relations, and he failed to do it. More on the press conference, more on Obama here on The Savage Nation. Remember, go to michaelsavage.com. Sign up for that newsletter.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Let's be clear, Chelsea Manning has served a tough prison sentence. So the notion that the average person who was thinking about disclosing vital classified information would think that it goes unpunished, I don't think would get that impression from the sentence that Chelsea Manning has served.
Truly amazing. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow. Check out michaelsavage.com for all the latest headlines and to pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. Pre-order it and pick it up. It's coming March 14th. It'll be available right around the corner, but you want to pre-order it. Otherwise, you will forget. 855-400-SAVAGE. And before we jump to the phones, I want to say, do you ever wonder where the term Make America Great Again came from? Well, go to michaelsavage.com and scroll down, and you'll see a story there on when Mr. Trump came up with that idea. Probably the best political slogan ever. So check it out at michaelsavage.com. You heard the president there at his press conference talking about Chelsea Manning. I still call him Bradley Manning. He's a spy, and he should remain in jail, and he's only served a handful of years. And let's face it, the whole issue of the transgender or whatever they're calling it this day is not something I'm going to comment on my personal feelings here. What I'm going to say is the only reason Bradley Manning, Chelsea Manning, is getting this commutation of the sentence is because he's transgender. If this guy was a straight as an arrow male, okay, and sexuality had nothing to do with his identity, especially in the media, if he was just a straight male who was a spy, he'd be rotting in that jail for the rest of his life. the fact that he is transgender has actually saved him. It is getting him out of jail. It is Monopoly get out of jail free card. Because the only reason he's getting out of jail is not because his sentence was harsh or not that the president felt he or she was being treated unfairly. It is to appeal to the extreme left-wing lunatics in this country. So he's pardoning him because he's transgender, not because he served a tough prison sentence, as the president says in that clip. And it's actions such as this that have elected President-elect Trump. Okay? The reason Trump was elected is because he is not a politician. It's as simple as that. And Obama and Chuck Schumer and the rest of them are all continuing to do things that politicians have done since the advent of politics and has ticked off Americans. And we're at the tipping point now. And tomorrow is a new day. Let's get back to the phones. Carl, KBET in Las Vegas, welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate. How are you?
Good. Listen, I'll let you know first, I have a doctorate in clinical psychology, and I'm somewhat liberal, so I don't think I'm completely unbalanced. I'm pretty well educated. And the reason I called, I'm also a capitalist, which might not go along with being liberal. But everybody talks about how Obama, since he took over the country's going to hell, the economy and everything. When he took over in 2008 from Bush, we were in almost as bad a recession as 29. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of properties, rental and home properties. They're all underwater. I've done nothing but make a lot of money since he's been in office. The stock market's doubled. And Trump, I think, wants to take credit for all this, but he can't.
Wait, but hold on. Hold on, Carl. Let me ask you this. Are you really blaming Bush again? Are we going back 8 years?
Well, when he took over Obama, what was the economy?
The economy crashed in September of 2008, but let me ask you this. What caused it to crash, Carl?
What was that?
What caused the economy to crash in September of 2008? It was the housing bubble, right? Can we agree on that?
That was part of it, but it was also certain ways of handling the economy during the Bush.
So you're back to blaming Bush. What about now? I didn't make this number up before. That President Obama is the first ever president to never ever reach 3% of the GDP growth. That, how do you explain that?
Never reached it. Well, I think he just did the last few months. The last quarter, I think, was 2.8. It was like 1% when he took over.
Oh, okay, first president to not reach 3%. 2.8, you know, I'm no mathematician, but...
All right.
Yeah, come on, I understand where you're going. By the way, I want to say about the capitalist thing. All liberals are capitalists, too. Everybody loves money because everybody needs money. It doesn't solve your problems, but it makes problems a lot easier when they're not financial, okay? We all have our own personal problems. Marriages, this, that, kids, workplace stuff. But everybody's a capitalist. Don't let Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama tell you they're not capitalists. Everybody loves the almighty dollar. That's the one thing we could probably agree on, but they just don't like to do it in public.
But all I hear from right-wing radio is any Democrats or anybody that's somewhat liberal, either you're on welfare or food stamps.
Well, but I didn't say that. I've never said that, and you're painting everybody with a wide brush here, but Carl... The 96 million people are out of work. All the unemployment statistics are worse under President Obama. Everything he has touched has failed. I mean, there is nothing that you can point to that is better. And if you look at the people that Democrats supposedly care about, minorities and in the inner cities, everything is worse under President Obama, especially in the black community. As I mentioned in the monologue, crime is up. Unemployment is up. You know, there's no hope there. It's like he ignored them, and he did. He took them for granted, in my opinion. How do you explain that?
Well, I can't. All I can explain is people I know and everybody I know has done nothing but profited. So myself included, obviously. But so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, but now Wall Street has done well. The mutual funds and everything have come back since 2008 and their historic lows. But the old expression, Wall Street does well, but Main Street is not. People are not feeling it. 96 million people out of work, Carl.
Well, I don't know if that's an exact figure, 90.
All right, Carl, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. It's an exact figure, okay? I'm not going to start crunching numbers because that's boring. The only reason the unemployment rate has dropped under Obama is because people who are out of the workforce. When you're unemployed and you're collecting unemployment, they count you. Once your unemployment runs out, you're no longer counted. So the number goes down because you're no longer there. It's not that those people were back to work. So more people are out of work under Obama. More people are on food stamps. Crime is up. Everything is. Remember, his first promise was to close Gitmo. He signed an executive order on the day he was inaugurated. First day in office. Gitmo's still open. He didn't get around to taking care of his first promise. You can't get around that. You sound like a good guy. You don't sound like a sycophant. But because your mutual funds are doing good, that doesn't mean Obama had an effect on that. But let's get to the phones. Richard from my hometown of New York at WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you, Richard?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I wanted to comment on the Bradley Manning case because every soldier and officer like myself in the Army Reserves who has a secret clearance is sick to their stomach. We're talking 700,000 pieces of information willfully given to sources to infiltrate the United States government, and it should have been met with the death penalty. He is a convicted spy. It's not mentioned that he's a felon for the rest of his life. It's not mentioned that he can never get any type of job or security clearance. It's almost like he's a hero. Poor guy. Shucks. We're going to have to just let him go because we're so sad. But
he affects the way you do business. Richard, so Robert, if what's his name, Bradley Manning is let out of jail, shouldn't Robert Hansen and others be let out of jail? Should we raise the Rosenbergs from the dead? Because, you know, what he did is worse than what they all did. So why does he get away? It's because he's transgender. Would you agree with that?
I would say there is a reason behind it, and that's the only reason it's really out there right now.
There's no other logic to it because, like I said, Robert Hansen, I cite, he was stealing secrets and selling them to the Russians. He was giving them away. He got like $1.2 million over 20 years. I mean, he basically gave it away. Now he's in Supermax in Florence, Colorado for the rest of his life. What he did is nothing. What about Edward Snowden? I'm not defending Edward Snowden. I'm just saying that him and Bradley Manning are kind of a kissing cousins. No pun intended, and, you know, involved in the same chicanery there. So why turn his back on Edward? Why snub Edward Snowden? Although the jury's out because he still has less than 24 hours, that could still come. But I'm just saying, why Manning and not Snowden? It makes no sense, Richard.
It's sick, and this is how we do our business. Every day we fear just mislabeling one piece of information, getting our secret clearance taken away, and getting thrown in jail. And now, should we not worry about that? Should every soldier see this as an example and do the wrong thing instead of the right thing? It's an outrage.
Well, it is an outrage. And I tip my hat to you for your service, Richard. Thank you for your call. If there's any soldiers out there that find themselves in this predicament, just slap on a wig and call yourself Jane, and you might get out of it. Well, not with President-elect Trump coming in, but I'm being facetious, but you'd see what I'm saying. Let's hop across the pond to Martin in London, England. Martin, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm brilliant to listen to the Savage Nation. It's the best station in the world. And Trump is going to be brilliant for the USA and the world, you know, because he's a businessman. He wants.
Now, Martin, where were you on Brexit?
Hello?
Where were you on Brexit? What was your position on Brexit now that I have you?
Oh, now that's a soft core point. We had the skinny smoker from Honolulu with the dodgy eyes coming over here and telling us, you know, stay in Europe. I mean, what is that man all about? So glad you got rid of him at last.
Well, and we his protege Hillary Clinton. Good thing we didn't get her in there. But thank you for bringing that up, Martin. Is that, you know, this whole thing with the Russian hacking is much ado about nothing. They haven't presented any evidence as to whether it happened or didn't happen. And he's saying that President Obama is saying that foreign governments should stay out of our affairs. Yet he flew all the way across the Atlantic to London to give you folks there a college lecture on how you should vote on the Brexit vote.
Exactly. You see, the problem with us now with Brexit, we're in England, London now, it's the most populated country in Europe. We had an old fellow called Blair, the grinning clown, and we've got Merkel, potato-faced Merkel. And I'm not worried. I think world wars are last century. I think the biggest problem of this century is going to be terrorism. It was started with 9/11, and you've got to have, if you're looking for a leader, you want someone with home security. I think we've gone past the stage of world wars. There will always be wars, but terrorism, that's going to be the biggest threat of this century.
And that's why we need to come together with Vladimir Putin and Russia. We're better to have Russia on our sides to fight against our common enemies in ISIS and that for. Hey, Martin, are you in London, England right now?
I'm in London. It's very cold. It's grim. It's too expensive. It's overcrowded. It's not a place.
How are you listening to the Savage Nation? What website?
I used to listen on YouTube. My friends, my family, they love you. But I actually I'm streaming you now. I'm getting into you direct.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Just quickly, 1 second, and I got to run. What soccer team do you follow?
Can't stand football. I'm a boxing fan.
Oh. All right, Martin, from across the pond, thank you very much. Do appreciate it, and we appreciate your support here at the Savage Nation. Remember, give us a call, 855-400-SAVAGE. Go to michaelsavage.com for the latest headlines. Pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. March 14th is coming quick, and you're going to want to pre-order it. My name is Lou Pate, in for Dr. Savage. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage. Savage, 77 WABC.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow, Inauguration Day, a historic day tomorrow, one that has Dr. Savage and the Savage Nation's fingerprints all over it. Check out michaelsavage.com for the latest news and headlines, and pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. What will President Trump do first? Well, the power of the pen is what they are calling it. And some are saying Trump will immediately sign as many as 200 executive orders. If you want to get the lowdown on what they might be, just go to michaelsavage.com, and there's an article right there on the front page, right to the right of Trump's War, His Battle for America. You'll see it right there. While you're there, again, you could pre-order the book. 855-400-SAVAGE, Lou Pate in for Savage. Let's check in with Dr. Savage's hometown station, KSFO in San Francisco. Matt, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, how you doing, Lou?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for holding.
Hey, great. Thanks a lot. Listen, I got a real quick question to ask you about this whole Manning thing. I've been in the military for 13 years, and I know the whole double jeopardy thing. Doesn't that apply under UCMJ, if I'm not mistaken, as long as he was charged in the military first? Can't they, like, grab him day one out on the civilian side and throw him in prison for the rest of his life?
The short answer is no, because the president, I think a presidential, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but the presidential clemency, you know, it cleans the slate. There's not, they can't touch you. Once you have a pardon, and even Donald Trump can't come in and reverse pardons, a president can come in and change around executive orders, and he can change a lot of different things, but he cannot change pardons. No, he's a free man but there's nothing that anybody can do for him. It is a disgrace what Obama is doing on the way out the door. It's a disgrace what he's doing with what he's done with Manning. It's a disgrace what he letting go Oscar Lopez Rivera, the terrorist. It's a disgrace what he's doing on immigration. All of it is to throw roadblocks in President-elect Trump's way. So now, what did your fellow soldiers say about this commutation?
I think it's absolutely despicable. However, you know, we know he's not going to do too well on the outside.
No, but he's a darling in liberal circles. They're going to embrace him, not because he was a spy, but because he's transgender. The whole thing has to do with the sexuality of it, okay? And it shouldn't. It should have to be what his crimes were. And his crime is the crime of spying, one of the worst, if not the worst, in American history. and what his psychological preferences are when it comes to sexuality should be unrelated. But thanks for your service, Matt. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow, Inauguration Day. And it could be no better day for Dr. Savage to be on the air than the inauguration of President-elect Trump, because the Savage Nation is the cornerstone, in my opinion, of the Trump presidency. It was Dr. Savage who was there for Donald Trump when no one else in the national media was. He gave him to you, the Savage Nation, to spread his ideas and put his platform out there. And the people listened, the people responded. And tomorrow he'll be sworn in as the 45th president of the United States, doing great part to you, the listeners to the Savage Nation, and of course, Dr. Savage himself for being generous with his platform of his radio show. Head to michaelsavage.com for all the latest headlines and to pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. It's coming out March 14th, but pre-order it now so you can make sure you get your copy. And while you're at michaelsavage.com, some of the stories that are there, we've talked about a little bit. We'll touch more on them later. Obama is the first president to not reach 3% GDP in a single year. You could find out the number of jobs lost, the number of companies that tanked, and the billions of dollars in wages that were lost under Obamacare. That and a lot more. But now let's talk about the issue of the American media, most notably the fake news organization CNN. Have they no honor? Have they no class? Have they no respect for the office of the presidency of the United States? That's what we've been hearing about, right, for 8 years? Not about the man. It's about the office. Well, if you are busy with your 9-to-5, CNN did a report. If Trump is killed during inauguration, Obama appointee would be president. And they are rightfully being slammed everywhere for that. If you looked at a screenshot, disaster could put Obama cabinet member in Oval Office. This is part of the meltdown of the left. You know, if global warming is real, which it's not, it's because the left is melting down so fast they're affecting the temperature of the earth. But the meltdown is continuing, and I'm enjoying it, but stuff like this is beyond the pale. This is just not acceptable. We can have anchors, we can have reporters on TV, and they could make fools of themselves by running with fake stories about Trump and Russian prostitutes and Russian leaks and tax, still asking him about his taxes, even though he's about to be sworn in as president. But, and I quote, disaster could put Obama cabinet member in office. If Trump is killed during inauguration, Obama appointee would be president. I mean, this is unbelievable. I'd like to know what you, the listeners to the Savage Nation, think of this. And then also the media running with this idea of, and it's a hypothetical, but the possibility of a drone bombing at the inauguration. The Today Show, which, you know, pretty popular show. A lot of people watch it. And I quote, drone danger at inauguration. Are you kidding me? This is unbelievable that the media is running with this. I know it's obligatory now that I say, well, if they had, would they have do this for a Democrat? Would they be doing this if Hillary was elected? Would they have ever thought of doing this back in January of 2009 and January of 2012 when Obama was sworn in? Of course not. There's an old expression about liberals. If it wasn't for double standards, they'd have no standards at all. And that's what we see going on here. We see Chuckie Schumer, now the minority leader in the Senate, playing politics of the 70s and 60s, 70s, and 80s by holding back, obstructing the nominees so that when President Trump takes that oath tomorrow, he will not have his cabinet in you know, by his side. He wanted to have as many cabinet members in place so he can start doing the business of the people right away. But on purpose, the Democrats, led by Chuck Schumer and people like Patty Murray, trust me, I know Senator Patty Murray, the way she operates very well. I lived in the state of Washington for 6 years. 6 years I will never get back in San Francisco to the north up there. And the way they operate is to not get anything done. Their MO is to stop the other side from actually accomplishing anything. As well, they failed, okay? The Democratic Party is in disarray. Will it ever recover? Who knows? Only time will tell, and what happens in the world events, what happens with our economy. If Trump does what he has started to do during his transition, which is to get the promise of numerous companies that are going to bring millions of jobs here to the United States, all this stuff just falls by the side. It doesn't matter. But until that happens, the media is going to run with this type of stuff, this type of garbage. Okay, you should, the word assassination should never be mentioned, period. Let alone as a hypothetical, because the left lost. CNN is the extreme left, and as Dr. Savage often says, liberalism is a mental disorder. It's a great saying, right up there with unprotected talk. They're kissing cousins, and you only hear those here at the Savage Nation. But to have this hypothetical is showing you what they truly believe in their head. Not that they want it to happen. I can't go so far as to say that. But they have not accepted that they lost. When you see the pool reporters asking President-elect Trump about his taxes, they don't realize the campaign is over. When we see them trying to obstruct his cabinet member nominations, when they know they don't have the votes to stop it when it comes to a vote, they're just trying to avoid the vote. This is obstructionism. This is the reason the Democratic Party has fallen apart. And every day a different scandal against Trump. And they're criticizing his wife because she's going to stay in New York so the youngest son, Barron, can finish at the prep school that he's at. I mean, from the most minor detail, they try to make a mountain out of a molehill with everything. But this assassination, and they're dragging in Mike Pence, too. It is truly appalling, and it is truly something that I'm troubled by. And trust me, this stuff doesn't you know, bother me often, but this one does. And then the Today Show, drone danger. They are so scared that a lot of people are going to show up. And throngs of people in the street, hundreds of thousands, maybe a million people showing up, will show the world that the Americans support Donald Trump. Because if you're in Europe or you're in Australia or you're in the Far East somewhere, and all you have access to is news on the internet, news on TV, and everything is negative against Trump, and these fake polls with his low favorability numbers that are oversampled for liberal Democrats, you would think that we don't support him and that it's just a bunch of knuckle-dragging rednecks from the South who elected him. And the furthest thing is from the truth. 44% of all women voted for Donald Trump. 53% of white women voted for Donald Trump. 49% of college graduates voted for Donald Trump. His numbers were up with Hispanics. They were obviously very low still with the black community, but up nonetheless from Romney and McCain. He has improved across the board with Asians and Native Americans. Every group he improved with. Of course, his numbers were greatest with white males, but they want you to think that women hate him. They want you to think that all minorities, Hispanics, blacks, any others, all hate him as well. And nothing can be furthest from the truth. So I think this drone story is designed as a way to maybe keep people away from the inauguration. Oh, there's going to be a bombing. You drop a drone bomb into a crowd of 400,000 people, 900,000 people, a million people. A lot of people are going to get hurt. It's all designed to thwart everything that is Trump. But I'll tell you this. Here's a little bit of a trivia for you quickly. On this day, in 1953, 72% of the American public watched the episode of I Love Lucy where she gave birth to Little Ricky, as he was called on the show. In real life, she gave birth 12 hours earlier to Desi Arnaz Jr. 72% of the nation watched that. I predict those numbers will be equal tomorrow for the Trump inauguration, possibly eclipsed. There, as you know, there has been that much interest in this election. We saw debates when there's 17 Republicans on the stage, 24, 25 million people watching. The hope and the optimism, again, I said hope. Forget that. That's the Clinton word. I can't remember the guy from Hope, Arkansas, and then Obama was hope and change. Optimism. Clinton and Obama have ruined the word hope for me. Hope I never meet a girl named Hope. The relationship will go nowhere, right, Robert? Optimism. America is optimistic. The black community is optimistic. Donald Trump has a 9-point plan to help the inner cities, money for charter schools, to help education. And what are the Democrats on the Hill doing? They're trying to thwart the nomination of his Secretary of Education. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. It's like they don't want to move forward. They don't want things to get better. They had 8 years under President Obama, the Messiah who came down, the God of politics. And they thought just the color of his skin was going to make everything better. And it didn't work. You actually have to work hard. You have to do things. And everything he touched got worse. Because that thought process of just saying it doesn't work, just the old schoolyard expression. Just because you say it doesn't make it so. Okay? You don't just say you care about people. You actually have to do something to help those who are a little downtrodden. You don't just say you care about the education of children, then don't do anything anywhere to make inner city schools better. You don't say you care about drug addicted people and then not do anything. You don't say, oh, you want to see people work. Of course everybody wants to see people working. Nobody wants to see anybody hungry. Nobody wants to see people not graduating high school and not going to college and not making a better life for themselves. So they say all of these things because this is what people do, but then they don't do anything about it. And for the first time in my lifetime, okay, and the first time in anybody's lifetime, we have a man who was elected president based on the thing that he is not a politician. And that's it. That's the core of it. That's the nucleus. He is not a politician because Americans are tired of politicians. And there is optimism in every community. And this is just killing the liberal media, and it's killing the extreme left wing who cannot accept the fact that they lost. Because they thought they had it. They thought they had it in the bank, and it didn't happen, and they just don't know what to do with themselves. And they're making fools of themselves with these Hollywood videos, with the obstruction on the Hill, and everything that's happening with congressmen not attending the inauguration. And quite frankly, I'm enjoying it all immensely, because it shows them for who they really are. They don't care about anybody but themselves. Lou Pate here with you in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back tomorrow, Inauguration Day. But first, keep it here, but also check out michaelsavage.com for the latest headlines. And make sure you pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. 855-400-SAVAGE. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Savage, 77 WABC.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow, the day of the inauguration of our 45th President of the United States, currently President-elect Donald J. Trump. The cornerstone of his candidacy, the cornerstone of his presidency, resides here at the Savage Nation, and the support that Dr. Michael Savage gave him from the beginning. You folks, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Regular listeners to the Savage Nation know that Donald Trump has appeared here, not counting TV, because TV gives you more exposure. Maybe not more exposure, actually. You look at the ratings for some of these shows on cable news. And there might be more millions of people listening here to the Savage Nation than there are watching some of these cable TV shows. So millions of people were exposed to Donald Trump right here from where I'm speaking or at the Savage Nation. In the meantime, you go to michaelsavage.com. All the latest headlines, pre-order the book, Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's war, his battle for America. And if you're curious about where Defense Secretary Ashton Carter stood on the commutation of Chelsea Bradley Manning, well, go to michaelsavage.com. There's a story posted there, and you'll find out where he sat on that theory. In the meantime, let's get to the phones. Let's go to Stephen. You're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, sorry. Actually, means Adam. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Like Adam and Steve. The left would love it. Okay, welcome to the Savage Nation. Regardless, how can I help you?
I don't know whether to laugh or cry, man. I'm listening to you talk. It's just like, I'll be straight up with you, man. You love America. I love America. Where did this hate for Obama come from? Where the fact, like, we talk about Obama like he's destroyed the country, he's left, like, listen, I didn't like George Bush, you know? But I don't think about George Bush and talk about George Bush the way you guys do. You just killed it, man.
Wait, hold on. First of all, Adam, quickly, I don't hate President Obama. I've never conveyed hate for him. I'm just citing his record. And everything I am stating is factually correct. That there's no hate in there. It's just the facts, like Dragnet. Just the facts.
It's not facts. It's wrong. Did you say that the crime went up under Obama? Factually, that's incorrect. The unemployment numbers. You guys don't want to respect the unemployment rate of where it's at now. That's an actual statistical number.
But you have to know where these numbers are coming from. I explained it. The underemployment number is 96 million people without a job. The unemployment number has only gone down not because people are getting back to work. It's because people are dropping out of the workforce completely. As I said, I live in Florida. In Florida, you get $250 a week max for 12 weeks. After those 12 weeks, you're gone. You're off the rolls. You are no longer recognized in the numbers. And since so many people have been out of work, Adam, for so long, their unemployment benefits run out, and they're no longer collecting unemployment. They're no longer on the rolls. They're not recognized, so the number has dropped. Of course, some of that number might be people getting back to work, but the overwhelming majority of people are people who are off the rolls. The underemployment number has increased considerably under President Obama. All the negatives have increased considerably. That's not hate. That's just fact. We cited before, as you can see on michaelsavage.com, the gross domestic product number. He's the first president not to reach 3% GDP in a single year. I have no animosity for the man. Don't hate the man. Disagree with his politics, but he's a failed president.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Not long ago, it felt good to withdraw your
care. Learned about the vehicle threat in Nice, for example.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back tomorrow. That was Jay Johnson commenting on the inauguration, basically saying nothing. Truly amazing. That's like saying about a football game. On any given Sunday, anybody could beat anybody else. On any given day, given what happened in Nice, given what happened in Germany at the Christmas market, on any given day, anything can happen. Of course. Of course that can happen, and you have to be prepared for it. I'll tell you, where a place where you will not find fake news, and a place where you not find gobbledygook like Jay Johnson was just spewing, is at michaelsavage.com. Right there, we got the latest news, we got the latest headlines, much of which we talked about today. Click on the articles there, how to find out how Trump came up with Make America Great, find out where Ashton Carter sits on the issue of Chelsea Bradley Manning. It's all there at michaelsavage.com. And while there, pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. If you're just joining us, welcome. We were talking about how a few days ago there was a broadcast on CNN, Wolf Blitzer. Remember, he was singing Sweet Caroline with a glass of wine at the Democratic convention. So, you know, he's supposed to be their independent journalist, but he's in there with the VIP room with the Hillary Clinton folks singing and dancing. Wolf Blitzer on CNN aired a segment. And in that segment, according to Breitbart.com, there was a cry on, and it's It's on Breitbart.com, but actually it did happen is what I mean. It's not saying that they're saying it and nobody else is, but featured on Breitbart.com, the headline, Developing Now. And during that developing segment, Wolf Blitzer and Brian Todd discussed what would happen if the unthinkable, quote-unquote, happened on January 20th. And Blitzer introduced the segment saying, what if an incoming president and his immediate successors were wiped out on day one? And from there, CNN contributor Brian Todd took over the line of succession, if the attack blew up the inaugural dais, killing both Trump and Pence. I mean, unbelievable that this is going on. Their hate, their disdain, the fact that they can't believe that Trump actually won shows you how out of touch they are with you and me and all the listeners to the Savage Nation. They are supposed to be delivering the news to us, and they don't even know where we stand. They have no idea what's going on in our heads. Truly an amazing phenomenon. Let's get back to the phones. Dave from Dr. Savage's home station at KSFO in San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Thanks for calling. What's up?
I'm calling, you know, I'm driving down, going to the inauguration. I'm 27, turning 28 next week. And I just wanted to give some hope to some other savages out there, because there's a lot of talk recently about the snowflakes, about the millennials. We're all liberals and we're all brainwashed. And while that's mostly true, it's possible to turn that around. Not so long ago, in the early 2010s, 2011s, I was an occupier in Boston, surrounded by liberals, basically a default liberal, as Andrew Breitbart would put it. But thanks to the Internet, which I'm scared will change, the free access of information, it was easy to challenge my own worldview. And I completely switched sides, and I'm now a diehard conservative. And the piece of hope that
if you don't mind me dropping in, Dave, I'm sorry to interrupt. What caused the switch?
The free access of information with the Internet, really. The fact that I can go on YouTube and I can go online, and it's not something being distilled for me in a history book that the liberals and the leftists all wrote for me when I was going through lower and higher education. I was able to choose and vet my own sources and fact-check kind of while I was going along, instead of just being spoon-fed from the media, spoon-fed from my liberal teachers in college.
Are you going to the inauguration with friends, with family, a loved one? Who and how long ago did you make your accommodations, hotel and so on and so forth?
Actually, I made my accommodations yesterday. I'm going down. I work for a radio station now myself in central Pennsylvania, and I'm going down to be the D.C. correspondent for the inauguration.
Is it? I hope. Hopefully it is a station that airs the Savage Nation, Dave.
We would like to.
Well, we'll have to get sales on that and make it happen. So are you driving now? You're on your way? You're en route?
Yeah, I'm right outside of Baltimore right now and about an hour away from the great state and city, Washington, D.C., But I just wanted to give some hope because, you know, to those millennials that are conservative, that see what's going on, that see the liberal agenda, that see the anti-Christian values that are going on in our society, we're the ones that are going to be, fortunately, can't have kids and they can't reproduce. So I just want to challenge anybody to, you know, really go up against these millennials, show them the way, challenge their worldview, and show them how they can help to make America great again.
And you know, there is, for what you just said is brilliant, and it's right on what has to be done, but do you know their only bullet for you is, their only defense is going to be, you're a hater, Dave. You're a hate monger. Oh, and you're working for a radio station. You're going to be reporting the news. You're not going to report it accurately. You're a bigot. That's what you're going to get.
Absolutely, and that's what I've gotten. I've been harassed. I've had people, throw fists at me. I've gotten in bar fights just for wearing a red hat. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's a lot of opposition out there, but it only goes to embolden the conservatives.
It does, and I tell you, I said this a few times. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the meltdown on the liberal left, from the media and all their fake news every day, to the Hollywood elites, to everybody who just, and to the congressmen who refuse to go, we don't need you there, John Lewis. And it has nothing to do with the color of your skin. If you don't want to go, don't go. And let's let your district decide next election whether you should still have your job. It's as simple as that. They'll probably vote him in because he's a lifer when it comes to that. But to me, all of these congressmen and women are just showing their ignorance. All of these Hollywood elites and the media are just showing how out of touch they are. But hey, Dave, drive safe. And look, you and I will climb that radio ladder together. We'll meet at the top one day. What do you say? Drive safe there. Let's go. Let's check in. Let's go to Texas. Jose, KLIF. How are we doing, Jose?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the radio. Hey, I just wanted to kind of say a couple of things. First of all, there is hope. I'm a legal immigrant to the United States. I'm a naturalized citizen, a 20-year veteran in the United States Air Force, a diehard conservative, and my children are too. And I tell you what, I love this country, and I can't wait till tomorrow.
Now, where were you born, Jose?
What's that?
Where were you born?
I was born in Guatemala. And I tell you what, I love this country. If anybody's out there listening, you haven't been to a country where you actually lived in, not on vacation, not on a cruise, that you lived in, and you don't know what you have in this great United States. I love it, and I'm telling you, this leadership that's coming up is going to turn this around. I am tired of the PC and all this leftist stuff. They don't even know why they lost, and that's why they lost, because they don't know. And I tell you what, I can't wait till tomorrow. It's just taking way too long.
I'll tell you what, I want to ask, though, what age did you come out? You are legal, L-E-G-A-L, not illegal. You are a legal immigrant, cannot wait for tomorrow. Two questions. What age did you come over, and how do you feel about, Obama and the Democrats just wanting to flood the nation with illegals? They didn't go through the proper chain of command and wait years like you probably had to.
I tell you what, that's been a sore on their back, because I tell you, there's a lot of us out here who have gone through all the channels, have followed the rules, and are tired of everybody else getting a free ride on our back. And I tell you, we came to the United States. My dad was sponsored by a company back in 1975. I was 10 years old when we moved here. I didn't know any English at all. I went through school. I learned English. My favorite teacher was Mrs. Gonzalez down in Miami, Florida. And I'll tell you what, ever since I'm gone through, obviously high school, Air Force, I have a master's degree in business. I own my own company. I love this country. And I'll tell you what, I could not picture myself anywhere else. And I just thank Yahweh that this is where I'm at. And I tell you what, I thank the United States for every single thing that I have. Every single day.
I'll tell you what, I love your attitude, and Jose, and the liberals, they don't want you because you don't need them. You did it all on your own with a loving family, a great family foundation, and look, you're moving you and your family forward. So look, we'll celebrate together tomorrow, Jose. Thanks for your call. Do appreciate it. Okay, we're good to take a break. Now let's get one more call in here. We can do that, right, Robert? Let's go to Eric at WABC in my hometown of New York City. How we doing, Eric?
Hey guys, good evening. Great show as usual. Listen, I'm one of those guys that had to take an early retirement at 62 with Social Security because I lost my job.
What was your industry, Eric?
Huh?
What was your industry?
Well, I'm a kind of jack of all trades. I'm skilled in a lot of different things, anywhere from mechanics, transmissions. And I went back to school in 2000 to learn computers, and I was an IT guy. Not IT, but a POS technician, supermarkets and all that stuff. And I wound up working for Diebold and then so forth. But they were doing cuts, and I lost my job. So I was trying to find another job, but they kind of look at you because also if you're a little too old, they don't want to hire you, you know?
Oh. But they probably didn't say that out loud, though.
They gave me those looks, you know? So then after the unemployment ran out, let me tell you, that used to kill me because they say, unemployment doesn't stimulate the economy. Sure it does. Don't you get a check? Don't you have to pay taxes on that check? Don't you have to go to the supermarket and buy stuff and pay tax on the food? So how it doesn't stimulate the economy? I won't sit back on my butt and just earn that income. I mean, I went back to school and I put money out to learn another skill, another trade. But like I said, I couldn't find another job. And I never voted for Obama. I didn't like him. My wife, who's an RN, can't get good health care. You're talking $800 a month just for her? Fortunately, I have an 18-year-old daughter who's also gay, which is nothing wrong with that, and she's got New Jersey shares. I'm a vet. I served in Nam. I've got that, but my wife is out there sucking wind. because you can't get decent health care, you know. And we make too much money, or we make too little money.
What about as a nurse? Doesn't she get it through a company, or is she independent contractor?
Money. It's like for her, it's a visiting nurse service, like $800 a month, just for her. And she's the only one that's working. And, you know, I'm 64. Fortunately, I'm going to get Medicare in, you know, Cinco de Mayo. That's my birthday. And, I'm lucky. I can never get into a restaurant, though. But, listen, I love your show. You guys are right. I can't wait till tomorrow. This guy, Jose, who came on before you, he did it the right way. There's nothing wrong with being an immigrant, a legal immigrant. And I see a lot of them out there. I'm Puerto Rican by trade, okay? My parents came from Puerto Rico to New York in 1948, and they've been here ever since. And they're in a nursing home now, 93 and 88. But, you know, they did it the right way. And, I mean, not that Puerto Rico is illegal, but you come into Mexico, Canada, Right. Where you come from, you do it the right way. If we go to another country, you think you're going to be able to sneak in? You think you're going to speak English and not learn their language?
Right.
No, only here. And liberals want those people. Democrats want them here because if they bring them in, it's votes for them. And how can you
and
vote?
They want people who are going to be forever reliant on them. Eric, thanks for your call. Good luck in your quest. Trust me, I know how you feel. We'll take a quick break. First, before the break, though, visit michaelsavage.com. Check out the latest headlines, many of which I've shared with you throughout the course of the show. And make sure you pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Lou Pate, in for Dr. Savage, this day before the inauguration of President-elect Trump. I just love saying it here on the Savage Nation.
Savage, 77 WABC.
This is a swamp cabinet full of bankers and billionaires. A swamp cabinet full of bankers and billionaires. Many of them have hard right views, some of which directly contradict promises that the president-elect campaigned on.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back tomorrow, Inauguration Day. Hey, did you hear about the teacher who is not going to allow his students to watch Trump's inauguration speech? Appalling, right? Crazy. Well, it's happening in Michigan, and if you want to get the details, go to michaelsavage.com, because that story is posted right up there, along with the other latest headlines. And while there, you can pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. As we come up on the top of the hour, let's get back to the phones. 855-400-SAVAGE. Alan in Reno, Nevada. KKOH. How are you, Alan?
Hi. How you doing?
Doing okay. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. I'd like to talk about the Dreamers. I have a little issue with that. Back during World War II, my mother came over here as a war bride, and of course she drugged me along. And, you know, I had to go through the whole thing to get my citizenship, so why don't they have to get their citizenship? It took me 20 years because I had politicians helping me. You know how that goes.
So it took you longer than if you had gone the civilian route. Where did you come from, Alan?
Australia.
You came from Australia. This is what, after World War II, and you had a problem? I thought it was easier to come from such nations, such as Australia.
Well, Mom was a war bride, and, you know, on my birth certificate it said unknown American sergeant. I don't know how they figured that one out, but anyway, the United States government brought me over here. Against my will, I guess you'd say, because I was only 4 years old, so I didn't have a lot to say about it.
You're a political exile at the age of four. But I know you're kidding about that, but you represent, we had Jose, a caller before, talking about, you know, people who do it legally are not really welcoming of the people who are being pushed to the front of the line by Democrats just for political expediency, trying to win them over. You've got for each one you're winning over, you're alienating someone else who went through the proper chain of the command, sacrificed time, sacrificed money, and now they become citizens. It's worth it in the long run, but somebody who gets a free ride, I'd have a little animosity towards them too, especially if I had to make all the sacrifices, jump through all the hoops, and wait. It's truly amazing. But Alan, you're better off here, are you not? Even though Australia is a great country. More coming up here. Remember to visit michaelsavage.com. Pre-order Michael Savage's new book, Trump's war, his battle for America. Your calls, more headlines and stories coming up. 855-400-SAVAGE. Lou Pate here with you on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.